Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reggie Sanders. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Rule. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Rodriguez applying the tag. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blair moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Brinkman goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Blair reaches second base with a double. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien strikes out. One out. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Blair hits a fly ball towards center. LaFleur settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on LaFleur. Bellinger scores. Coggins goes all the way around to score. Blair moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields the ball and throws to McNally covering. Safe. LaFleur moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Sutherland moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Orioles, 2. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Sutherland moves to third. Kaline moves to second. One out. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders is walked intentionally. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. John Hiller now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Freeman and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Andy Echeverry pinch hits for Elrod Hendricks. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Andy Echeverry now catching. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell pinch hits for Rich Coggins. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing right field. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sanders hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 3 in the game. Roberts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Oliver pinch hits for Boog Powell. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Roberts. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Baylor scores. It's Tigers, 4, Orioles, 4. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverry bunts towards the mound. Hiller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Echeverry moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. LaFleur is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.